We're continuing our shurim on Otzot Chaim. We're going to do a bit of Chazal this time. We're supposed to start Shah Anach, but we're going to start again the Perek Hay in Shah Rafa, because I feel it's very, very important to understand. This is a very huge sugya in Etz Chaim that repeats itself over and again. And a person really can get very confused between what is he speaking about. Is he speaking about Rafach Nitzutzim, or is he speaking about Shach? And then he mentions Par and Shacha. What are all these concepts? We tried explaining it, we did explain it last time, and we're going to go over it due to its importance. Hopefully we'll get things even clearer. We drew a chart as well in order to try to bring out the point which are in the game. Okay. So let's start. So again, we're in Perek Hey of Shah Rafach Netzutzim Dav Chaf Tes Amud Beis in the old edition, and in the Matur Bidva edition is Tav Chaf Hey or Tav Chaf Vav. Okay, so I think maybe just give you an overview of exactly where we're headed. And maybe that'll make it simpler for us. Okay. So let me just show you this chart. I'm going to zoom in over here. So we're going to look at this chart over here. And we're going to find there's four principal types of Rafach, Nitzut, or I shouldn't call them Rafach, Nitzutzim, and Dinim. They are synonymous, one for the other. Now, so here they go. We're going to start with the Rafach. Now, what is the definition of Rafach? We know that's 288. Now, what is the 288? They're called Rafach Nitzutzi Oires. That's very important, Nikud over there, Oires. Meaning, when the Zayin Malachim broke, they went from the world of Atzilus into the world of Bria. Now, included with the Shivra Kelim fell all in order to Mekayim the Kelim. Okay, straightforward. That's Rafach. Number two is called Shach, which is the Gematria of 320, Nitzutze Kelim. Nitzutze Kelim now. Now, the difference between Nitzutze Kelim and Nitzutze Oras, I will explain to you now. When this Shach also fell down, not to be confused with the Rafach, they also went down. The Loshon here is a little bit to say that it fell down, but more Meduyik, I think, would be to say it went down. Because the Shvir did not happen to all, the Shvir happened in the Kelim. Therefore, again, the Kelim broke. The Rafach went down to Mechai the Kelim. The Shach also went down to Mechai the Kelim. Ma Nafkamina. Nafkamina is which part of the Keli is the Nitzutzit going to Mechai. When we're speaking about the Rafach, that's going to Mechai the Pnimius of the Keli. That's going to go in the Keli. Masha Enkin, when we're dealing about the Shach, the Shach Dinim it's called, or Shach Nitzutzot, so 320, that's Mechai the Etzem Kelim. You understand what I'm saying? The Etzem Keli, not the Emtsa Keli, the Etzem Keli, the actual Keli.
It's not on the sheet, but yeah.
It's called Nitzutzi Kelim. Nitzutzi Kelim. It's clear. I mean, I wrote Nitzutzi Oires.
I know, but you could have written in brackets.
I didn't write everything down. I'm asking. I'm explaining it. I'll do it even better. Okay, so that is what it's all about. That one is sort of the neshama, and one sort of the keli type of thing, in oil, right? Different levels. One is going to go inside the keli in order to mechai the keli, and the other one is going to go into the fabric of the keli, the etzem keli, to mamish mechai the keli.
So the rafak is sort of like the neshama.
Yeah, the neshama nitzusa oil. Which are going to go into the Keli, into the Shivri Keli, and also we're going to have another set of Shach, another Nitzutz going down in order to Mechai the actual Keli.
And that's what we speak about, like Doimim having a Nitzutz, which is Mechaim, that's talking about the Shach. The Shach. In common speech, we say that everything's got a Nefesh Ruach and a Shach.
It's not the same concept, no, it's not the same concept.
But it's
something
which
makes it
exist.
Yeah, it's like a neshama. Yeah, that type of idea. Now, in order, that is the shvira. And every shvira there will be a tikkun, as we know. Now, the tikkun and the rafach will be, I call it a tikkun ma'at. That's the lashon I saw. Is through the lamed base elokim. We find in parshas Bereishis. So this one is Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. 32 Elohims. 32 plus the 288 will make a shach. That's a mitzvah kadir. A ketzatz mitzvah kadir. Okay, let's go back to them. Now, okay, we're not going to depth in every single one of them. We're just browsing to understand the difference between them, which is also a big milam.
So what's the mematik? What?
The as soon as anything falls into a different world, from Atzilus Lamoshel, into Bia, Bria Tiasia, it falls in a Mokum, which is called Mokum Misa. And therefore, Mokum Dinim, Mokum, where the Chitzonim are there, in order for them to be brought back into Atzilus, they need called a Mituka Dinim. And this Mituka Dinim will happen out of the Lamed base Elohims.
So the Elohim is actually being Mamtik.
Mamtik, yeah.
It is the Shem Hashem.
Yeah.
Even though it's Mitzvah itself, but it's Min B'minus, is the thing.
Yeah. We'll see this over and over again, that even though it's Elohim, Shachim, and this and that, Gvuros will do the Mitzvah.
So what's the connection between the Rapach and the Shach?
I told you.
In the Lamed Beis Elohim.
No.
What's the relationship
No relationship. The only the Elohim will be Matik. The Rafah, but not the Shach.
Right, so
why is it Shach will be done in a different way.
So why does it end up as Shach 320? Because you said 32 plus 288
is Shach. Is Shach, yeah.
It is Shach.
Yeah.
I mean, Shach's created.
There are many different types of Shach, maybe I should add that as well. Okay. There are different Mini Shachs as well.
So
they're not related. No, we'll see. The next one is Shach, which is not related to that particular.
This is extremely misleading, basically.
Yeah.
Between
J7
plus 32
is Shach. That's Emes. But you should know, I'm adding in that it's not similar to the Shach. So
the
first
one's more of a positive Shach. It's the right.
Yeah. Achat Tikkun.
Which
is the Tikkun. Yeah. Achat Tikkun. Yeah. That's why I'm stelling on this parag, because it is very confusing. It's very confused, and we'll see this in Etz Chaim everywhere. Shach, he throws all the concepts without explaining them.
Mm-hmm. Is this the Lamed Beis to do with the Lamed Beis to see Rochel?
Lamed Beis what?
I'd have to get back to you on that. I see that again. Okay, now let's go to the next Shach. The Shach there, how is it made up, the Shach? So the Rav tells us that you take the pirush, you take. We know that every sphira. But the Zayin Malachim, let's start with the Zayin Malachim is what? Zayin Malachim are Za. Zayin Malachim are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. That is the Taichin Za. Za is Vav Ketzavos. Every Sfira we know as the Shem Hashem Keneged Ma. Every Sfira, Za is Keneged Ma. Ab is Keneged Ab, Im is Keneged Sag. Ab, Zaz Keneged Ma. Not only is Zaz Keneged Ma, every Sphira in Zaz Keneged Ma.
Ah.
So therefore, seven times the seven Spheres of Zaz and Nuk, times 45 will get you 315.
How do you get this
315 again? It's written over here. What is it written? Zay Malachin times 45 is 315. Oh. Right? Now, you add, Za comes from where? Is Noilet from Ima. Okay, we'll see this concept 5. The 5 Gvuros come from Ima. This 5, concept of 5 coming from Ima, as we'll see it over again. So comes out that the Zay Malachim come out with the 5 Shoshim, which it receives from Ima. 315 plus 5 is 320. That's where you get this concept of Shach Nitzutzos that go down into Bia in order to Mechai the Kelim. Okay? As well, the Rav tells us about another Pshat in Shach. If you take the Gematria of Din, which is 64, times it by 5, already that magic name 5, 5 Gvuros, 5 times Din. 5 times 65 is Shach Dinim. Now, the tikkun of the Shach would be as follows.
So this Shach Dinim, which you just worked out, is that the same as shach nitzotzos.
That's it. It's all part of number two.
So are they shach dinim or shach nitzotzos?
It's the same thing.
These nitzotzos are also like midas adin type of nitzotzos.
Yeah.
It's a
gevurah dikah one. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now the tikkun will be when they come up from the world of bia, and they go into the world of atzilus. Where are they going to go? They're going to go ima. That's the. They go back into the ibo stage, and there they're going to get the tikkun. So I wrote over here: kishashach netuzos olam ebriel atzilus leima. Ima is going to misaken them by what? By giving a hino senes ahe gvuros, which is called the tipa. And what are these hey gvuos? How are they depicted? How do we see these five gvuos? That's from the eke. Eke is represented by ima. We're going to take the aleph of that eke, and five times aleph is five, plus the 320 that came up, the shach which came up into ima, that makes shacha, 325. And that also makes the gematria five times adnus is 325. The Haimel, the Rav explains Adnus is Aleph Dalit, right?
Nun and
Yud. So Dalit Yud Nun is Din. How do you matik the Din? And the Aleph of Ima, that's why it's called Adnus, called Din and Rafia. Rafia, it's a weak din. It's not a full-blown din, but rather it has ima's aleph in the din, in order to matik the din. So it's din, but din and rafia.
That's the lower one is the din of rafia.
Yeah. What do you mean lower as opposed to?
Because adnus is the lowest of the shemus, isn't it?
Yes. Can I get malchus? Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
As opposed to din, which is din of kasha.
Well, the rule is that the lower you go, the more magashim, the more dinim there are.
That's what I thought.
Right. So we know that in Bina is dinim arimbo. That's the source. We'll see. It's botzina de kamiusa. We'll see about that. Okay. So that's good. So far we decided the rafa, which is the 288 nitzutzos. We discussed the shach, which is the 322. We saw the source for that. We saw the tikkun for that. Now the third level we're going to see is a sugya where there's going to be a tikkun in nuktiza. Again, these are sugyas, lav dafka, any connection. Okay. Now how does we know that the way that nuk gets a tikkun is by zabi mashpi on her. Okay, now the way Zamashpir, what is Mishpir? He's Mashpir Gvurs. Believe it or not, like we said, this concept Gvurs Mati Gvurs. That's that concept. That ain't din, ain't mitukadim element din. It's a type of thing like that, right? The Rav says, and therefore he receives some ima chug. Zah receives some ima chasadim and gvurs. He takes the chasadim from himself.
Chasadim he gets from ima as well.
Yeah. Yochanan gets because she gets it from Abba. Abba gives it to Ima. Ima gives it to Zah, the Chug. He's going to take what the Chasadim himself and pass over the Gvos. What is that? Do Tikkun Mituka did. Bidin Yerusha, right?
It goes through him first.
The Banim always take the Shefa, the Yerusha, and then they pass over to the Benois. Right. Now that's only when the Ach Ba'ach. Therefore, Ima cannot pass the shefa directly to Nok. But once there's an Asira, behind when they go ponim upon him, I'm not explaining all these concepts, but once they separate Nok from Zah, they separate, Ima then will be able to
directly
into Nok. Directly into Nok, Zah goes bidur Musa, he goes to sleep, and the shefa can go directly into Nok. Now that's going to be a shefa of what's called the 5 months of Pach. It's also dinim. And that's going to give the final tikkun. Now, let's see that inside. Okay. So number three. What do we see in number three? We see over here a tikkun of Nuk. So we see Zah giving over to Nuk. What does he give over? Let's read over here. Hey Gevurs, which is equal hey times five, that means five dinim, which is 64, which is shach. He gives over five gevuras, which are connected to five dinim. Dinim is 64, that's shach. He gives over to her shach. And what's the gematria of shach? Na'ar. Na'ar, right? There's a kri ksiv in the posuk na'ar b'sula. We read it, it's a kri. But the ksiv is na'ar b'sula. What's pshat? Oh, we're going to speak about that. What's pshat in the kri ksiv, right? So the Rambam says that you're supposed to read it. It's called na'ar. So, very good. Now let's go by it. After the nesira, then Ima will be able now to give very comfortably into Nok. What's she going to give? Hey Gvuz, Mantapach, that's the hey of the Aleph, the Eker, 5 times 5. 5 times Aleph is 5. So you're going to add 5 to what she already has. She has Shach already, 220. That's 325. That gives her a Nara. So once she finally gets the Shefa, the complete Shefa, from Za and Nook altogether, she's completely Metuken, and then you can call her Nara with a hey.
We already said this. You're just adding on the fact that it's Nara.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as the
other. Yeah, but it's a different sugya here. Before we're talking about the Tzusas falling into the Bia and raising them up and going back into Ima, now we're talking about Tikkun of Nook and Zivuk of Nook. It's not something completely different.
It just
happens the same, yeah. The Shach, that's the common denominator. And what is that? So the Pirush. Gvuros.
When we speak about the Aleph of Ema, we talk about the Aleph of Ek,
yeah. Pirush, Gvuros, Yosem, Mutokus, Michel Zah, Letzor, Binyan, Panim, Denok, Liot, Roy, Lizivog, Im, Zah. Because once you build her up, you're building her Panim, and that will make her Roy to make a Zivog with Zah. And that's our next sugya. You're looking at number 4. Zivog, Zah, Venok. Zivog, Zah, Venok. Zah will give into Nok, right? When the time comes when Nok is completely built up, her acharayim and her panim, she'll be able to go face to face with Zah and make a zivug. He will then give a bashan zivug, mantzapach. What's the gematria of mantzapach? 280. That's par dinim. Pirush. That's as Zohar says, it's rucha deshad de begave le taken yisoida. That's how to do with the sod of Yibum, that okay, that's the first bia. Let's give her enough koach to be yoled this all the other children. Bekitzos, therefore, what would come out? We come out with 4 different types of nitzutzos or dinim called rafach, shach, shacha, and par dinim. So, Shem, when we see this concept in this parak, we'll be able to understand what it's all about. So let's start the Rav. Perek Hey Veda. Says the Ariza, Ki b'chinas elu rafach nitzutz nizkorin le'el kulam hem b'chinas gvuros dinem gemurim. We know they're all mamish dinem because we know what broke. Malchus is the ben. Zu keneged zu. Therefore the nitzutz which is machai, the malchus is the ben, will be also in that madriga. Ben, which is the lowest of all madrigas, the shefa, is also dinem. Also dinem. Now we're going to bring a few zohars in order to back this up. V'aleim ramuzu chimzu a zohar b'mekomis harbe b'mekomis rabe k'niske b'parshat b'kud eidaf reish nun dalet amud beis v'tachazei. Come and see, says the zohar. Reish demnuta, which is the top of the parzuv, the head of the parzuv, gar machshava, inside the machshava, which is the chokhma, machshava is the chokhma, batash. Batash botzina de kalnusa. Literally translates botzina is ner, de kalnusa is chazak, the a very strong ner. That's the makor dinim, which comes from the gvur de atik, is mashpia into arich bina. The gvur de atik is mashpia into the bina of arachampin, and that's called the botzina de kalnusa. That's the source of all dinim. The salik begav machshava, and it comes up from that machshava, from that mokum where the chokhmah and bina, there's a zivug between chokhmah and bina, batash is loshon zivug, comes out from there, salik begav nitzutzim. Now these nitzutzim zorik tlat mea ve eschim ivar, they go flying out 320 different tzedim. So we see this musik of shach dinim over here. The bir of psoilis megav machshava, and the rest go into what goes into making the chitzonim. Another zohar bezriya parshas betazriya. Sorry, daf mem chesamut beis tana. We've learned min botini dekaninus the nafik shacha. See that another musik shacha nitzutzim. Nisitra de gvura, again from the gvura de atik. The ikon gvura, that's where the source comes from. Another zohar idra rabba dafla kuflam with base on the base. Mistakil havin chizkiel said, I see with my inner eye. What do I see? Ora nehora yakir de botina yilayin. I see these flying lights all over the place from the botina. Nehil v'salik l'shacha 325 Eva. Again, this Musa goes 325. V'afa pishasham nire shem shach nitzutzim. V'kan anu korim oisam rafach nitzutzim. What's going on here? We start with a peri called rafach 280. We go to an inin called shach 320. We see in the Zohar 325. Says the Rav, a kol inin ichad. V'yidbar b'zat Hashem ata limata. And I explained last time, we learned this, that the Mefarshim are shtiklam is spoiled, because we'll find at the end of the parak it's not explained. Unfortunately, that the one Pirush wants to say the Pshat is missing some kutrosim. Anybody knows a little bit of the history of Kabbalah, of the Tal Niyorim, and the various shtashalus of the Ksovim of Rav Chaim Vital v'chlal, it's a nest. They came out from the Geniza, so the Chidah, and other places. So Nes B'chlal, we have the Ksavim, and it's no wonder that maybe some of the pages were missing. That's what he ties. At the time of that, he was hiding some of this information. And some time is that he just didn't get around to explain. Sure, whatever the Sibah is, let's just ask a little bit of the confusion over here. Let's continue. V'hine. Heyos mispar shach nitzutim hem. Who? So let's deal first of all with the shach nitzutim. That's what we explained, right? The shach is 7 times 45, right? The sign malachim 7. V'hine hem b'chinat zaken noda. V'hu b'zan nikra odom. V'fi sheyesh bo havayas de alofim gematres odom. Odom, which is gematre 45. And that is the havayah de alofim, which is ma. The kol melech, and kol melech, dahinu every svira me'elu her odom echad, nimza sheva pamim odom hem gematre shin tesvav. It's 315, like we explained. Asher kula ham nitzutzu shel gvuz dinim gemurim shel sheva de malochim shemesu. And they are adding to the 350 nitzutzos. Now, the kasha nitkenu, when it comes to the zman of tikkun b'may ima. Tikkun happens, meaning tikkun always is more on the zivug. That's the ultimate tikkun. V'hi kolelis chamisha chasodim. V'im agam ke natna ba tipas maim nukvim kolelis chamisha gvoros. V'al yodam nitkenu elo shim tetzvav aniska. So Abba, we're giving his 5 tipas into Ima. Ima is mishtatef. Her 5 tipas together, they will not make 10 tipas. Not to lead you wrong. What's most important here, we don't focus on the chasodim. We're building up nuk. We're building up the zayim malachim, which principally is in a form, still in the form of dinim. Therefore, we're going to focus on her 5. So her 5 plus 350 will come out to be shach. Oben kulam hem shach nitzutim. Ki chamish explains. Ki chamish chasadim de abba enum nitzutim rak chasadim. She nitzutim hem bechinat gvuos belvad. Since we're only reckoning with the nitzutim, which are gvuos, we only consider her 5 because hers is gvuos. But often she chintas vav nitzutim hem yeshenos, shel sheva malachim. Vachamish nitzutim acherim hem chadoshes. So we're not considering his 5 on her 5 plus 315 is 320. That's your shach. That's going to make the tikkun. Let's continue. For kavaya data, you should know. Ki gam benukva dezah shehi shfis sheva malachim yesh ba koleles kol sheva malachim. You have to know that even in nukva, which is the last of the spheres, also she broke. You have to know she also has 7 times her svira. Kenoda. The lay svira the law is kalilis bach bechinas malchus. So you also have this cheshbon of 7 times 5 plus the 5 gvuos of ima, which come out to 320.
When we speak about the 7 of Zah, were we not counting Malchus as one of them?
Yeah, and now we're counting Zinuk, we're going to say 7, there's also 7 there as well.
So the last one is kind of
the koilel
of all 7 of Nuk.
That's Malchus is always the koilel, yeah. It's actually koilel to koilel. Yisod is the koilel, and Malchus is the koilel to koilel. We know that ki kol gvus v'dinim hem kfulim. We should know that one of the pirushim, like we said last time, is that it's considered gvus considered like fire. Fire grabs onto something. You see the way it's mekafel, it's misgaber on itself. It goes higher and higher. That's the Indian over here kfulim of gvus. Therefore, obviously, when we say the shach dinim, you have to say double it. Asher lisibosam hu nikra za shemesh. That's the 2 times 320 is 640. Shem bechines nitzusas elo. V'shtei pamim shach benukva asher lisibosam hu nikra tamar. Which again is 640. והם בחינת נטוסס אלו שבאו, וכל אלו נטוסס שלו ושלה נספארו במאי אימא ונסתיירים ונזכאים שם. If there are all of these שח דינים and the שח of the זעם, שח דינים of Avnuk go into אימא, and מימא ברוך השם, that's where the mokum of Ibo is, that's the mokum of Tikkun. להבין אין שחה.
And they get Tikkun by going up to
Ima. Ima. In Ima's Ma'i Ima, that's what the Tikkun will happen. She will give her 5 gvuos there.
The Mitzvahs go up, or Zanuk themselves go up?
All the Shiva Kedem and the Tzutzim all go up.
What about Zanuk themselves?
That's the Zayin Malachim. Zayin Malachim, all the Shvira, they died. There's no more Zah. There's no more Nuk. They broke. They died. They went into Bia. Now all the Shiva Kim are going to all go back up, build themselves back up, wear back an ima.
And then come
out, amazing.
And then come out as a complete Zanuk.
Yeah.
That's all broken.
Yeah, they're broken, they died. Any Yetzir from Oilam Lo'em is called Misa. The one from Yetzir.
That's why every day we have to build up a new Zanuk.
Yeah, exactly. Navin Inyan Shacha, now new Sugyo. We can talk about now. Zavinok legabe shachar. Ve'ine rafach. Some of our ma'amarim and niskar and begam ma'amarim and niskar the parshas bo, the zon bo, parshas daf lamed aleph amud beis v'zilu shoyna. Ki yiyye nara b'sula. State, it's a kri, right? Nara b'sula. Be'emes, frek the zohar, nara ksiv. Why are you reading it nara? Should be nara. Maita. I mean, mishum, the kol zman de look, Kabilas Docha the Ikaris Nar. Kozman she hasn't received from the Zohar, and you have to add in from the Ima as well, she is only considered to be the Nar. Okay, as we showed on the sheet over here, because only when she gets the extra 5 from the Ima, she's going to be Shacha, which is the Gematria of Nara. Pirush Shem Adnus Morel Din Kenoda. We know the Adnus model, like we said, the Dalet Nun Yud is Din. V'chein shlosh oisus ha'achroi nitzem Din. Nisha ois rishona shehi Aleph. V'hi b'chinas ha'rachamim ha'meshutaf im ha'din sheba. V'ois Aleph zu mora l'shem ekesh u'rachamim. V'zu atav shenikra ha'malchus b'sefer zo ha'din ha'rafya. Lefi shemitzchaberes im ois aleph shehi rach mekaniska v'az hi din rafia. That's pshat in din rafia because the aleph of the ima is it gets together with the din. That's the din rafia. That's adnos. Kavai yedati sheshorish kol dinim hem b'chinas chamesh gvuos. All the shorish is 5 gvuos. V'kol gvua mehem nikra din. Okay, gvua equates din, not gematria, but in svar. Now, Shehem Shlosha Oysters. Excuse me? Din and Gvo, you find no kesher? Din, Gvo is Din. They're both on the left hand side. Shehem Shlosha Oysters Achroinus Shebeshem Adnus. The Din, Dalet Yud Nun, is the last 3 letters of Adnus. Vim Tomna In Tamona Chamesh Pamim Din, five times Din, Yir Gematria Shach, 320. Nimsa ki Chamesh Gvuos and Nikos Dinim, five times the Gvuos will equal, it's called Dinim. Now, Mispashtim Ad Shach, Ad Mispach Shach Nitzutzi, Nechlolim Kulam Bechamisha Gvuos Elu. So all of that is one inyan. The five Dinim, which is 5 times 64, is 320. That represents the 5 gvuras, which is a dinim, which is mispashtim to 320 nitzutzos. And that's all included into the 5 gvuras. Okay, so every time we talk about the hey gvuras, think about it as 320 nitzutzos. Because dinim, which is a gvura, there's 5 dinim is 320. Batash Butzinus was a zivug about, he's gonna learn a different pshat of it that originally he learned. Zarig Lashachiva, it split out 320 nitzutzos. Pirosh kibotzina de kanusa, he sold bechinas shogesh al gvuot dinim meikoran, we said that's the gvuot the atik. Vihina he omedes begav ima, it goes right into toch ima. Ki lesibazu amru bezoa dinam is arimba, a very famous lotion of the Zohar, dinam is arimba, they awaken, they become fully mu'orer, the dinam there in ima. Vizdish amru beidra zutra behai botin in the kanusa ganiz gav me'ame moi de ima. That's we understand. What's in the Ganuta, which is the shores of Dina, are found in the mother's stomach. That's what it means.
Are they actually proper Dinim there, or just the shores of Dinim?
Well, what's the difference between shores and proper?
It's actual Dinim.
It's actual Dinim. That's the shores. Shores is the same thing. Yeah. The Zohar Chodesh. Now we can look at dinim as a negative sense, as we said last week, but also we can look at gvul as a very, very positive thing. How can it be positive? Because it gives gvul, it gives the keli what it needs, the strength in order to contain what it needs to contain. Bereish tikun ahei shebe tikunim, or b'mokom es harbe, v'tam lefi shekol medidel kitzva eno elo midas gvura. So again, you need both. Too much chesed, dispashtus is a full potential with no actuality. That doesn't help you. Only gvuras is kula dina, it's only fire, that won't help you. But when you have the combination of both, the constriction of the chesedim in order to actualize your potential, that is the optimal. That is what we're trying to achieve over in Kabbalah. Vehine, kol amalochim shemesu yotzu megav b'hai botzina kanusa. All the malochim we know came out from the source of botzina kanusa. That's one of the sibas why it broke, because there was too much dinim, sigim. V'kamosh katov v'idra zutra the dav reshtadik beis amud beis botzitzim apik zikim bizikim leshachivon. That's pshat. They all split into 320 nitzutzos, because those were all the dinim which were licked inside the zayim malachim. Ki elu nitzutzim zarik b'hai botzin the kanusa hai malche de al ve'almin kadmin itcharvu umesu. That's the sibah, because there was such stark dinim in the malachim, they all broke and they sent away everything dispersed. Shahai b'em shach nitzutzim kiniska le'el ve'achakach. Ali de oisam chamnas de tikkun. Ali de oisam chamisha gvuos kadisha macharin. Shem tipa itipas ima keniska. Keniska be idra rabba guf mem base amud alf kufla mazan amud base. Behem mit ab mit basimu venitkinu oisam alochim kadmim shem shach nitsutsim. And he's calling the parshas naso daf kufla men. Hey? ואז נצטרפו, נתברכו ויוצאו מהם הפסולת והמבורר Shebehem ola lemal besod ibu gav mai ima kinizka leel bedush ima. So you see, he's constantly repeating this gav mai imo because that's where all the tikkun happened. Because they started off at shach dinim, they go back into her. She's going to give the five. That's going to make a shacha, shacha. That gives the isbasimu, the mituk adinim that the zayim alochim need at this point.
Which part of ima is this exactly?
In the yisod. Yeah. This is Omru be Pasha Fikudi Daf Resh Nun Dalez Amud Beis, the Botsinik Hamnus Zagnu Tusim Shahiva, Shem Sheva Molochan Eskorim, Vahakar Bira Psolid Mirgav Machshova, Vahu Alade Elu Chamesh Gvuz Kadishin Acharin. Those are the five Gvuz. Interesting enough that we said, keep on repeating, the Gvuz are Matik the Gvuz, and that's Matik the dealing of the 320. Vahine. והנה, ביצברי מהם אלו חמישה גבוהות קדישה מאחרינים, נעשים כמסבר שחה, כניסקה פרשת תזריר, דף מהם חס, עמוד בייס כניסקה לאל. Once those five entered into Zah, now he goes from שח to שחה. תהנה בוצינה דקנוס נפיק שחה ניצוצים, וגם זה שאומר פרשת בלק, בלק, דף חשתס עמוד אב, שחה זיגין לסיטרה חד. ואלוהם סוד, פעמוני זב של גבורס, שהם מספשתי בכל ארבע כצובס, הבינה אימא אלוהי, because the זב is כנגד בינה. Alright, let's continue. וזה שאומר ואידר רבא, דף קוף למד בייס עמד בייס, אמר רבי חזקיה, מסתכל הבינה אנה, I used to see with my inner eye, נהיס וסליף שחה איבה. 325 ניצוס were flying all over the place. Obetchila havu shach. The MS was 320 at the beginning. Bilvad. Those were the five gevuos. Chamish pamim din. The adnus shem shach nitzusim. Right. The din 64 times 5 is 320. But kashen is chabu imayim chamish ilayin alofim im chamish dinim shem binichinas chamish shemois eke shem rachim yoyis mehem az nitmatiku v'nitbasimu chamesh pamim din v'nase chamesh pamim adnus v'gemalti shacha nitzutzim. As I'll explain that adnus is made up of two parts, dalet nun yud and the aleph. Where's the aleph come from? Aleph is the bisum, the mituk that ima is giving over to the dinim in order to matik them. And since we know there's five gvuos, five dinah, 65, that's 325, which comes out with this mutzak of dinah the rafia for adnus. V'zeh nikra malchus dinah rafia kinizkel el. Shesham adnus ha'alef shebo rachamim. V'shah oishis din, v'lachin hi din mozug rafia, v'rafia. באופן ששם אדנוס הם נקרא דין הרפיה, ואז הם שחה גבורס, ביוסם שחה הם ממתוקוס, נמצא שאז שח ניצוצים, ניצוצים נהירים מאוד, מצד אויס א' או מצחברס עמהם, וזה שאומרו נהיר. That's why he said נהיר, it's bright, it's shiny, it's מסוכן, וסלק לשחה איבה, ואז שאז הם מאירים ואין אלו חשוכים. As you see, he keeps on repeating them over and over again, basically, as... I don't really understand all the repetition, but it's a good chazah anyways. Now, let's continue. Now we're going to speak about specifically the tikkun of Nok. Again, he's repeating himself. Well, once fine, you get the hey from the ima, five times alpha is hey, she becomes a nara, not the kri. V'nari gematre shachah hi kasha nidbasimu al yedei shem eke. שורו והי לא בינה והמורה על אויס אלה שבשם אדנוס שנתבסו על ידי חמש אלפים שיש בחמש פעמים דין כנזכר כנגד היי ראשונה שהיא בינה כוללת חמש אלפים וחמש פעמים או נזכר בתיקון עם תיקון היי ואז נקרא נער יתיר היי she gets an extra היי through the five אלף ואז היא בחינה שחת דינים ומבוסומים או ממותוקונים ואז יכול להיות מקובלת עם הזיווג הזוכה. This is the new, this is the final, the new Nakuda is adding. What's going to happen now? She gets the extra five. The extra five is going to help her build up her ponim. Once she builds up her ponim, she'll be able to go ponim with ponim and make a zivug with that. That's what he said. As you call him, Leos Mekabelis Imab Zivug, Hazocha Omizdavig Bo. Mashenke and Trila, Ad lo mit batsimu, she was bechinas only shach, nar, and a nar cannot make a zivug with a nar. Right? And therefore she shall become a nara. Ve'omnam ine ne'ilu chamisha yeterim, amim besavim, amim metakinim, amim metakinim, mitkanim, mamtikim, a shach, nitzutzim, הם הגבורות נקרא מחמישה אויסות מנצפח. נזכר אצלנו במוקום רבים. So again, when za and nok separate from a situation of אח באח, אם הוא עובד משפיע directly into nok, and what is it going to be משפיע? The מנצפח, the five גבורות, which is going to give it the extra hay. And then she'll be able to go upon him upon him and make a zivug with za. והנה, מנצפח גמטריה, this is the last and final four nitzutzes, the fourth nitzutz that we're speaking about, called the par, which is the gematria of mantzapach, by the way. Here, mantzapach gematria par. V'chiluk yesh ben shach nitzutzim uben chamish gvurz mantzapach, hu ze. She'elu shach nitzutzes hem gvurz anuk v'atzmo, v'hem notno b'sfir z'machosh ba. We can find that the shachah is given over from Ima into Nog. Well, she gives the extra five, which makes it into Shacha. Kemuvur atzleinu shekol shlosh bechinas hakelim shel esfira zu hem shlosha shemois adnus. V'kavan is bal el Shacha hem chamisha shemois adnus. Means like this, that we know it's like for like. Means that in every keli there's three bechinas. There's a bechina of the keli we explained last time. This the keli emtsoi. Keli Chitzon, Keli Mtsoi, and Keli Pinimi. And if you look in the Shach Shemois and Netzchaim, you find that all the names of the Kelim are Adnus. Adnus. So therefore, it makes sense that what's coming over here is that all the three Kelim, the Malchus, which is Nukva, the Shem Adnus, that's why the Shacha, the Dinim, are going to come into her, are going to be going into her in order to, because it's mean. Because the Shachach Dinim is Mamish, which is the Adnus, finds the Kelim, which is the. That's why these Nitzutzes follow all the way into Nok. Into the Nok. Omnam, Gvuos, that is all about Shacha. Now, what about the Par? Omnam, Gvuos, what's the difference between them? The Gvuos Matzbach Bechin is Gvuos Azocher Shibo. Right? We got that clear. Shacha is Nogeh to the Nok, and the Par will be Nogeh to him. She'achakach notnim eleha o mitkabitzim b'sfira yesod sheba nikra nikuda tzion keniska. So she's going to be receiving shacha from, well, actually only hey, together it's shacha from Ima. And he's going to be mashvi on her par, as we explained at the Gdom of the Shir. Ha'in is by inu shacha nitzuz to opa nitzuz in Yisrael and become a mekoz b'zoa. V'hine, no, shehem bechinas nitzutzes shehayu b'sheva malachim kiniskel el sheyesh b'hem shlosha bechinas hem kelim nitzutzim. Oh, so therefore we're basically beside the inner over here again in every sphira, in every patsuv. There's three very important bechinas you have to consider. One is the kelim of the patsuv, one is the nitzutzim of the patsuv, and one is the oilus of the patsuv. So far, all we've been talking about the four different types of nitzutzim. Mm-hmm. Of the parts. So the other two are going to be left for the next Shah, which is called Shah Anach, which is called Anach for Oyvus Nitzuzus Kelim. Venitkenu alide par Nitzuzin de Mantzapach, she's going to be Mesakin, Zad giving over the par over to Nuk. Nuk is Mesakin herself. Shegame begins Nitzuzin, Vekulem hem dinim ve gvoros. Now if it became still Mesakin her. Ela she'elu she'matzvach hem mutukones yoise me'od mishacha nitzutzim. Agav, Ima was mashpia on Nog directly shacha. That is a very good mitukadim. Nevertheless, when he's mashpia, when he goes zivuk ponim v'ponim, and he goes zivuk with Nog, he's also mashpia on her at mitukadim, which is on a higher level. That's called pal dim.
Is that Padim what he gives her, or after the Tikkun?
What he gives her. He's giving a Mantzapach. The Gematria of Mantzapach, Mem Nun, yeah. All those letters, is 280.
And what happens after he gives it to her?
Alright, it's not a Sugira, exactly. How it affects her, his feels, and how she changes.
And it's none of these four. It doesn't turn into anything else in terms of Mitzotzis.
No, that's it.
You have something much higher.
And that's Masakar Yesod, and that's Ruach, the Shadi Bala, Shadi Gave, as we spoke about. Nothing else comes out. Those are the four basic ones. And he says, Zacho Akdam Azu, I remember this, he says Ariza, the Shachan Nitzuzo Pad Mazba, Mainyan Bekol Mokum. This is a tremendous opportunity to remember this and to go over this, because he doesn't repeat himself.
Okay.
This is one of the few makos where he goes about Richas in order to explain this.
Is some of them before Nasira, some are after Nasira?
Yeah.
So the ones which are.
Number three, if you go through number three in the chart, you'll see that before the Nasira, then the Ima is giving it to Nog after the Nasira.
So as I say to you, first is Shach, then it's Shach, then it's Par.
That's right. Exactly.
Right, so Shach is before the Nasira. That's when it's
she becomes a Nar, right? That's forming her.
And she's getting these divorces from her?
From Zah.
Right.
See the arrow? Zah is giving over to Noah. Right.
So that's the Shachtinim.
Yeah, that's the Shachtinim.
Which is the Sheva Melochim plus an extra five from Ima, which is given to Zah.
No.
For some reason.
No, it's the five Gvuos.
Five Gvuos,
what Zah receives from Ima, he received the Gvuos, five Gvuos from him.
Right.
From her, five gvuos is five dinim. Five times 64 is 320. That's what he's giving it to her.
So that's right. So he's giving over the five gvuos to Nuk.
To Nuk.
And that's Nuk. But then you've got the.
Then there's the Nasira.
And so Emma can give.
He goes to sleep. Yeah. The Shefanah goes directly into Emma.
She gives us a different five gvuos?
She gives a different five gvuos, correct.
Right. Plus the
five nan tzapach, which is the five alas.
She's already got 320 from Zah.
Okay, we don't say that way. It sounds like we're just fudging, you know.
No,
she got 320, I'll just put another five.
She is a now.
She's 320.
Because otherwise, what would the point of Zah giving to Nuk if it's going to be taken away straight after the Nasira?
She is still here.
And then she's mumtik those 320.
With a month about 5 months, about 5 hours of the Ekev.
About 5 months.
It's called 5 months about. Five gross, 5 months about. It's all synonymous. Look. Five gross equals so 5 months about, which
five din.
If anything, it's the alas is more rachamim.
No. The five dinim she's got is 320.
Correct.
Right. Then after the Nasira, she gets an extra five from the five alifs.
From the Ekev Ima.
Which are five dinim, five gevuras.
Five gevuras. Or we call them five mantzavach. It's also five mantzavach. It's a type of mantzavach. Take my word for it.
Right, okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, right.
And then later on,
then
will build up upon him.
And then it can be
she can go upon him. Upon him. And right. He's going to give to her
to Mansbach.
Par. Which is Mansbach. Correct. Excellent. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's finish off. Now, Le'el. Le'el. Sorry, says the Riza. V'ayin Le'el Dav Ches Amud Beis, which is Shana Kudim, if anybody wants to look at. Shana Kudim Per Kei Dav Ayin Ches. And there in Matuk Vidvash. It says over there, in an Alba Mine Oils. We know there's Tanta. We know there's Tamim. Nikudois, Tagim, Nitzutzos, right? Now, Nitzutzos, says the Rav over there, create the Kalim.
Where do you get Nitzutzos? Oh, we haven't done that yet.
Let me repeat. You're correct. There's five types of oilers, he calls them. Tanta, Tamim, Nikudois, Tagim, Oisius. Correct. Right. I made a mistake. Oisius. Where did the Oisius come from? Nitzutzim. They come from the tzutzim. You have to know the sugi over there. That means that the or choizer over there of the sphere will hit into the or shima. That will cause a new or, which is called the fourth or, which is called the or of nitzutzim. And the shine, he declares over there, what is this nitzutzim all about?
That's not the rapach itself.
This is an akudim. This is before the sphere. The akudim before the sphere. And these nitzutzim. Zokteh is to build the kelim. Zokteh Rav over there can't be the kelim already exists. It must be just to mechay the kelim. An Indian of Rav, before the Shura, yeah.
So how,
because we're forming a keli. In order to form the keli, when you in order to form the keli, you have to extract the oil in order to megashim the oil. Kelim is also oil, so you have to extract the oil, which in the more megashim chelik of the oil, that's megashim the oil, which creates a keli. But if you extract all the potential oil, you destroy the kelim, so you have to send over a bit of netutim in order to mechay the kelim beni beni till you put the oil back in.
Is that what you're saying? When the spheres go back into the pail?
That's right. That's a kulim, right.
And that's the ochoza and some stuff.
I don't know if you've seen it yet. Okay.
Well, we did it in our kulim.
Yeah, okay. Good. That's it.
That is bringing the kulim in. So it must be something else to shine the kulim as well.
It's no gates in the kudim. What do you mean? What do you say in the kudim?
It says
Tanta, right? Tanta the kudus tagim nitzus lem oisius.
Which I don't understand what shah. You said what shah.
Shah akudim, right? Shah akudim perakim.
Akudim, right?
Or misham tavin ki ulai oisav. He's mesuper. The Rav Chaim Vital here was saying atzolchian in Rav Chaim. He's asking the following shayla: Ki elu oisav netutzos hem dinyon el rafach netutzim shebekan. Okay, that he's clearing over there. What is the nature of those netutzim flying out of this batosha, this hitting of the orishima and the orchoyza? They're hitting, the creating these netutzim. What is the teva? So is it taka like we see over here in the Shah Rafah? She begin as Revi. It's Revi. What's Revi? It means Tamim Nekudas Oysters. Sorry, Tamim Nekudas Tagim, and the fourth begin of the O is Oysters. So maybe they Netzus create the Kalim. Begin Revi. O Efsha.
Can you say that again?
There's the four things that O can create.
Which are?
Tamim,
Tanta,
Nekudas, Tagim, Oisius. Oisius is Bechina Revi. So, after these Netzutzos, which is created by this Batosha, is going to create the Oisius. Which is Bechina Revi, or Efsha. She Bechina Shnir. It's not Mechalal Oisius, not the last, it's the Nekudas. These Netzutzim are created Nekudas. She Bechina Shnir. Shehem Bechina Nekudas. Shebin nikudim hayotim me'ayim. Shem dinim v'o choyze v'o achorayim ha'me'irim bekelim. Achei hiyoisim nishborim. V'nis'alu mehem, v'nis'talku mehem, v'nis'taku oires anika o yoshev tzorchim. Not sure whether it's taka, the Shaila b'tamtzis, the Shem Shmuel explains, is either the bechina of o dinakudim or bechinas kelim dinakudim. That's the way he wants to title the suffix. Kitzur blab tzorchim, but that's not the ik of the parak. The ik of the parak is to understand the four dinim, four different types of nitzusis and dinim. Hopefully that's cleared up a few questions. And next week, next time, we'll be going on to the next shah anach. Okay, shkoyach.